B-Pod Studios.
Good morning. Hello, everybody.
Yeah.
How is our broadcast connection from Ballantyne this morning?
It looks good right now.
It looks good. Looking strong, okay?
Well,
it's always around 8:30 it gets dicey.
Here's what you're going to do. Tomorrow, you will broadcast from Maney's house because later today, I am fixing Maney's internet issues.
Oh, that's exciting. And then when are you coming to do mine?
Turn your mic up just a little bit, Loren.
Okay.
Thank you.
She said, when am I going to come do hers? Well, I'm like Spectrum, so I'll give you a window, an install window. And
yeah, I asked Roy.
And then you may or may not be there.
Right.
I asked Roy if he was coming today, and he said, yes, I'll be there between 6 a.m. and 9 a.m.
Yep.
I'm sorry, 6 a.m. and 9 p.m.
9 p.m. Yeah. Make sure you have someone waiting at every second. Get to show up.
It's Monday, which means we need a Monday song. The MRL show, we took a four-day weekend, so we have extra cobwebs hanging over our heads. Let's get into it. Something to get us moving on a Monday morning. And then we will start a Monday show with so much to talk about. July 27th, Roy.
Can I get music.
You can talk over this part. It hasn't started yet. Let's go. Yeah. Now what the hell are you waiting for? And for me, there should be no more. So for one last time, make some noise. Get him, Jay. Who you know fresher than Ho? Riddle me that. The rest of y'all know where I'm lurking. Yeah. Can none of y'all mirror me back? Yeah, hear me rap. It's like Angie rapping his prime. I'm Young H.O., rap's Grateful Dead, back to take over the globe, now break bread. I'm in Boeing jets, Global Express, out the country, but the blueberries still connect. On the low, but the yacht got a triple deck. But when you young, what the you expect? Yep, yep, grand opening, grand closing. Damn your manhole, crack the can open again. Who you gonna find open ahead with no pen? Just draw inspiration. Who you gonna see? You can't replace him with cheap imitations of these generations. You knew if I pay my dues, how will they pay you? When you first come in the game, they try to play you. Then you drive a couple of hits, look how they wave to you. From R.C. to Madison Square, to the only thing that matters is just a matter of years. As fate would have it, Jay status appears to be at an all-time high. Perfect time to say goodbye. When I come back like Jordan, we're in the 4-5. It ain't to play games with you, it's to aim at you, probably name you. If I owe you, I'm blowing you to smithereens. Except I take one for your team, and I need you to remember one thing.
One thing.
I came, I saw, I conquered. For record sales, sold out concerts. Come up, you want this encore. I need you to scream to your lungs to soar. It was in the Miami Vice movie with Colin Farrell and Jamie Foxx.
Okay.
And it was in the trailer, and I'm a huge Miami Vice TV show fan. And that was in the trailer, and I would watch the trailer before the movie came out, like, over and over and over again.
I miss that fella from Linkin Park. It's a shame he's gone.
Yeah. Yeah. But now we're ready for a Monday show. Aren't we all excited, Loren?
Yes.
Yell it in your house. Just scream.
Wake everyone up. But, woo!
Just be like, you got to be kidding me. I won, I won, I won.
No way. Can't you just play my yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have that. That'll work.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What about your weekend? What did you do this weekend, Loren?
It was just like really a family weekend, but I had my mom and her boyfriend over for dinner, and they had this really, this sounds so bougie to say, like so bougie, but they had a very expensive bottle of water in the refrigerator when we went to Florida, and they weren't there. We were using the condo while they were here, and I realized as my mom was describing this bottle and how expensive this bottle of water was, who has a bottle of water that's expensive? And I don't mean like $30 expensive. I mean like over $100 expensive.
Oh.
I realized that I had drank it while I was there. And
I was
mortified.
We've got to dive deeper into this later on in the show. Cause
what makes water so expensive?
And you got me. Like, I need to know what the bottle looked like because we'll Google it and we'll be like, oh, Loren, you knew that was expensive.
Yeah.
Even certain types of plastic water bottles, like the Smart Water, you can't crunkle it up like you can the $2 Aquafina water.
If it's the thick plastic, you know you're paying good money for it. Yeah.
So even though you're going to come out and be like, I didn't know, we're going to discuss later.
Yeah. I also, by the way, I was watching TV over the weekend, ironically enough, and saw something with a water sommelier. I didn't even know that was a thing.
What?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we got to talk about that.
What about you, Roy? What'd you do?
I stay pretty busy between my real estate business, and I tried to shut off a little bit. Like, I even had to tell some people, like, hey, my phone's off. I'm closing down for a couple of days. But I went to Sabor. I can't remember if it was, I think it was Saturday night, because our buddy Ernesto was Sabor.
Yeah.
He painted a mural over there, and they had a private opening. Their grand opening's today, a Sabor and Ballantyne. And so we went over to go look at the painting and, you know, get a tour of the facility that's opening up in Ballantyne. Right there across from you, Loren. Right there near you. Oh, yeah. And it was a weird moment because Sterling's office is over there, where he works. And, like, we're driving around, and he's like, I don't know. And Ernesto's like, well, when you get back in, I can't wait to have you here at Sabor. And Strong's like, I don't know if that's going to happen. Like, I just don't know if I'm ever coming back here between now and the end of the year.
Yeah.
And that's sad.
Yeah.
Like, he goes, I think they're going to make me stay home.
Yeah.
And that was like
his office, not Sabor.
Yeah, not Sabor. Sabor's like, please come in. But his office is like, so it was kind of like this cool moment, but sad moment where you're like looking at all this fun stuff to do and you're, and Strong's like, I don't know if I'll be over here.
I had a good weekend in Asheville, although my Airbnb experience was a nightmare, and I'll explain that later. And
as usual,
Loren had to help. Like Amanda and I were listening to this podcast, and like one of the podcasts was like a commercial for that Headspace app, which I love. It's like kind of a meditation app. And the guy just talking in the Headspace app is like, what we're dealing with right now is a blip in our lives. Like, this is just it's literally an inconvenience. Some people have lost their jobs, but you'll get your jobs back. There will be a vaccine and we will look back on this. And it was just kind of like, it caught me at the right moment because I was pretty dang negative.
Sure.
You know, because I just watched baseball games with cardboard cutouts and the NBA's playing in a bubble with nobody.
Hey, at least they're playing.
I know, Loren, but it was just like, so to talk about, to your point with Sterling, like, you know, Fauci says the vaccine will be available probably in 2021.
Yeah.
Maybe as early as the fall for really sick people, and then it'll be more readily available for everyone in 2021. But
maybe.
A year from now, we could be back inside restaurants and going to buffets again,
maybe,
damn it.
Maybe. Oh, but please. I also think to the guy who was on that Headspace, I'm like, in my opinion, he also hasn't lost his job and doesn't know how to pay his mortgage next month. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's true. Like, it's true.
To some people, they're like, this ain't a blimp, bud.
The blimp, not blimp.
Whatever.
It's just a blimp on the screen.
Yeah, floating up in the sky.
It's probably a blimp. That, a blimp is huge, so it's probably a blimp to some people.
All right.
Good point, Loren.
Thank you so much for hanging out with the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show this morning. We really appreciate you kicking it with us. So why are doctors posting selfies, Loren? Bikini selfies, no less. These are...
aren't they busy with that coronavirus?
Doctors are now posting swimsuit selfies on social media in response to a recent study that claims surgeons who share these kinds of images are, quote, unprofessional.
Wait, what's wrong with them in a bikini?
Many physicians.
And why are they sharing them if it's seen as unprofessional?
They say that
we have all questions.
Pictures of doctors with alcohol or highly inappropriate attire, like bathing suits or costumes, is potentially unprofessional content.
Listen, I'm not going to lie. I've got some friends, and you guys know I have a lot of doctor friends.
Mm-hmm.
Some of my doctor friends I look at when we're like out or at a party or something, and I'm like, you're somebody's surgeon.
Yeah.
That's well,
but they're off duty, you know, off the clock.
Of course. Of course. And they're very professional when they're in their practice. But it's just funny to see the gap in personality from bedside manner to like real life.
It's so true. I knew an attorney and I saw him break the law and I'm like, this is a conundrum for you. Like, what?
I always find it weird to see someone in scrubs smoking.
Yeah.
Like when I went to drop off food at a couple of the hospitals, you know, we go to the loading dock areas for our Feed the Frontline Fridays. And that's where like people come to hide and smoke. And I've caught a couple people.
I mean, it's an addiction.
I know it is. I know it is.
You know?
So in response to a new study that says female doctors wearing bikinis or holding alcohol drinks in social media photos are unprofessional. These are surgeons and stuff like that. In response, they are now posting using hashtag MedBikini to post pictures of them proudly wearing bathing suits, sometimes with a beer or drink in their hand, too.
Hey, you do you. It's your off time.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, this is a little off topic, but I'm just it cracks me up thinking about like doctors doing things that. So, like, I had this neuro doctor. I don't know what I guess the brain doctors.
A neurosurgeon.
He wasn't a surgeon, but he was just like a neuro guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was, and wow, by the way, brain doctor.
Okay.
All of a sudden, though, he started talking about my weight, which has nothing to do with the brain. But all doctors go back to weight. That's what they all love to do.
Yeah.
Everything goes back to being obese. And he sits there, and this, by the way, this is an old guy. He's not fit. He's not, I mean, he's not, he's like 65. You don't, he's not walking around with abs.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And he sits there, and he's trying to give me tips. And he's like, and what I do is I soak my almonds in water before I eat them. And I remember I loudly said, I was like, listen, dude, I was like, I don't think soaking almonds is going to fix all my fat problems. Okay? Like, I think let's move on to the brain issues.
That's funny. I also like doctors that they're doctors. So, you know, obviously you put them up on a pedestal just because they're experts in their field. But like my dentist was like, did you ask anybody about that that freckle on your skin there?
You're like, you're my dentist.
And I'm like, I did. And my dermatologist said that my front tooth was looking a little yellow and I needed to come see you. What am I doing here?
Where social distancing started.
Loren, one day you're going to be dealing with this issue. So, when Cash and Baby Jacks get older.
Okay.
Got a DM here from Danielle, Loren. And she says that she's a single mom. She's got a 16 and 19-year-old sons. But she's always doing things around the house for them, even though they're of age that they should be doing it themselves. And she said that she's been finding money that they leave in their pants and shorts. And her friend said that they keep their teenage kids' money whenever they find it. And she thinks that if they aren't responsible enough to take it out and they don't know and ask where the money is, then she, as the parent, should be able to keep it.
You know, yeah,
she's able to count and know where her money is.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you got to tease some responsibility somehow.
Give them one warning is what you do.
That's what I was going to say. But you got to tell them if you leave it in your pants and I find it, it's mine.
You guys are way too generous. I don't even think you wore them.
Oh, really?
You just take the money.
Now, here I thought you would side with the kids and be like, well, they're just kids being kids. They can forget. You know, I mean, listen, how true is that also? It's not like you're asking these kids to pay rent. It's not like they need their money in a savings account to pay bills.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is a couple bucks that they've left in their pants, you know.
See, I think I would probably take it one step further and make them think that I took it and keep it long term and just collect it for them.
And then what? Give them like a big lump sum?
Well, like at some point when they're like, I need money, you know, for these books or whatever, I'd go, oh, okay, well.
Here's this.
What is she doing with the money that she finds, by the way? Can she save up enough to buy a new car?
Yeah, I wonder how much.
Probably not that much unless those kids are getting some banging allowance.
Well, and listen, when I read this DM, I was like, well, y'all must come from some money because I know that you know, I knew every dollar of mine where it went. Like once, because I knew that like I had to save up dollars to go out to eat with my friends. I remember sitting in Sonic, and you know how some people just have like coins in their cigarette
cup holders,
and then they never touch it. No. I've been there counting the pennies.
Yeah,
I'm like, I'm trying to get my half-priced happy hour slushy from Sonic, and I'm gonna pay with what I have. You know, that's how I grew up. Like I knew if I had money in my pocket, I had to save it because I want to go to Zaxby's later.
704 said it's probably mom's money anyway.
Oh, of course it's mom's money. They're 16. Well, maybe the 19-year-old maybe has a job.
I'm sure. And the 16-year-old might have a job, too, especially if she's a single mom. She might require the kids to have a job.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know. To me, it's like I would warn the kids like once or twice. Hey, any money you find, I find, I'm going to keep. So check your pockets before you put it in the laundry. By the way, why is the 19-year-old not doing their own laundry, Lorraine?
Amen. Why is a 16-year-old not doing their own laundry?
Yeah. I didn't do my laundry up until I moved out.
I hate to tell both of you, I already have Cash doing laundry. Like, he helps me with laundry.
What's he do?
I make him separate the colors from the whites, and then I make him put it in the washing machine, and he presses all the buttons to start it.
Well, you're going to hate this, Lorraine. I never did laundry growing up because we had that unfinished basement where we kept the laundry machine and dryer. And I was always too afraid to run down there at nighttime to do my laundry. So I never.
Well, we have a stacked washer and dryer, so Cash is out for drying and folding until he's older.
Oh, that's good. That's good. 803 texted in and said that they've probably gotten about $40.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Doing their kids' laundry.
You know what? You keep that $40, then you tell them, "Well, dinner's on you tonight," and you order takeout.
There you go.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Okay, let's get to the conversation that we need to have. Loren mentioned earlier this morning, just about 6:10 this morning, you did what to your mom by accident?
I drank something in her refrigerator that I think is absurd was this much, number one. And number two, she left it in there. It's not my fault.
And by the way, it wasn't wine, y'all. We'll find out what Loren did coming up at 6:50. I love that one. Gabby Barrett featuring Charlie Puth. It's I Hope, the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Kiss 95.1. Loren, you went down to Fort Lauderdale, down at your mom's place.
Yeah.
And you did something that's bad.
Well, I did it unknowing that it was bad at the time. And over this weekend, when I had my mom and her boyfriend over, I realized what I had done.
Oh, my God. You guys have to hear this. This is the most Loren-y thing ever. Can I just read the text before you tell the story? Because I think the text is funnier.
Okay. Yeah, but I think I swore in the text. So.
I'll skip that. Okay, so we get this text Saturday, 10:20. Oh, my God. So my mom and her boyfriend were just over for dinner, and they're telling us the story about this $100-plus bottle of water they have in their fridge in Florida, and they're dying to try it. And they're describing the bottle, and I realized, blank, I drank it while we were in Florida. And the worst part? What was the worst part, Loren?
It wasn't even that good. It was just a fancy bottle that looked like a vodka bottle.
Okay, and I was about to say, I've never had a bottle of water where I was like, ooh, that's it. That's the one. That's the best bottle of water I've ever had.
Right?
Oh, my gosh. Why would you drink the fancy bottle, though?
Okay, so my mom's...
It looks expensive.
Yeah, but my mom's boyfriend is like obsessed with waters. So he has like this plethora of like different kinds of waters, and they're all glass bottles. They all kind of look the same, to be honest with you. Like he's got Voss and Fiji's and like all kinds of like kind of expensive waters. So I just thought it was like a $10 bottle of water. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's all there is to drink there. They're a little bougie, which you guys see now where I get it from.
Yeah.
But I picked up this bottle of water, and it was the biggest one in the refrigerator, and I needed something big to take to bed with me. So I drank it, not thinking anything of it. I didn't think it tasted any different than any of the other bottles. I didn't even save the bottle. I threw it away.
You didn't even Google the bottle when you – because if it's not like Smart Water, Aquafina, Dasani, I mean, name – you know, a couple of the other ones, Fiji, I'd be like, what kind of water is this? Like, I would Google it out of curiosity.
Like, Loren, let's be real. The title of the water, the name of the water, was Svalbardi.
I couldn't even pronounce it.
That just sounds like money. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that just sounds like a $100 bottle of something.
I got to see this bottle. I'm Googling it.
Svalbardi.
No, Roy, nothing sounds or like that's not even a good idea or investment. $166 bottle of water? What? You should be slapped upside your head.
Does it look like this? It looks like almost a bottle of wine, but it's clear.
It looks like a bottle of vodka.
Well, of course, yeah, because that's what
But the shape of it is kind of like a Pinot Noir bottle. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah.
It looks fancy.
You guys, it looks like a bottle of wine, except it's clear like a vodka bottle. But the shape of it is like a Pinot Noir wine bottle or a Pinot Grigio wine bottle, like a white wine bottle where it's, you know, kind of like a thicker on the bottom, skinnier at the top. But the top of it even, it's like a wood. It looks like a wood
like a
twist
cork.
Off. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Even the topper's rich.
So yes.
But to my defense, even if you saw this in somebody's refrigerator, you'd know it was a little bit more expensive. But like, how expensive would you think that bottle is? Maybe $30.
Did you ever think about getting a cup and going over to the sink? like normal people?
It's a $130 bottle of quote luxury water, Loren, according to this article, harvested. Luxury. Harvested from icebergs in the Arctic Ocean.
What?
Mm-hmm.
It just sounds like a crock to me. It's water.
Meanwhile, I got a bottle of Fiji once, and I felt like, woo, watch out, Kardashians, here I come.
If I drink a bottle of Fiji water, I think it's fancy because it's a different shape, just like this bottle of water, Loren, but it's $10. You know, it's not $100. It's, you know, $4 maybe.
Right.
So well, your mom's sitting there at the dinner table with you talking about this water, and you know she's talking about the water that you drank while you were in Florida.
Yeah,
this fancy bottle.
I'm pretty sure that I went white. Everyone was asking me if I was okay. And I was like, yeah, I'm fine. And I got up and removed myself and realized, and I was like, what am I going to do? I can't tell them I drank this $166 bottle of water and I didn't even think it was that good.
Here's what you do, Loren. It's like when you were a little kid and you would take some of mommy and daddy's vodka and you'd fill it up with water. Here, but this time you don't have to worry about it. It is just water. So just take that bottle and fill it up with tap water, and nobody's going to know the difference.
Except I threw it away, Roy.
Of course you did.
Yeah, she threw the bottle away. So,
by the way, I was watching Down to Earth this weekend, that new Zac Efron documentary, and there
ironic.
Was a water there was a water sommelier in the program, and I was like, what? I didn't even know that existed.
It tastes like water.
Say, is this Arctic iceberg water? Because it sure tastes like it. So as we sit here this morning at 6:57, your mom has no idea that you drank that bottle. You haven't come clean.
I mean, how do you tell them that?
I don't know how you tell them that you drink their $100 bottle of water.
I mean, they're going to find out. It's like when your parents get home, they're going to find out.
And I can't even blame it on Vinny anymore because he doesn't live there.
Yeah, your brother's moved out. Now you're the bad child, Loren. Oh, my God. We got this hilarious text. 704 said, hey, what's their number so I can start selling them some water from my fridge? It's filtered, LOL.
We're all one giant dysfunctional family. This is the MRL Show with Maney, Roy, and Loren.
I thought this is hilarious, and it's something we could all use, Roy and Loren.
Okay.
Excuses you shouldn't give to get out of a ticket for speeding. How about, like, sorry, the car in front of me was going just as fast as I was.
Oh, I've tried that. It doesn't work.
No, it doesn't work.
But, you know, sometimes that's just the truth. Like, I'm just keeping up with traffic. I don't know how fast you go.
I've given that excuse once, though, and he told me, ma'am, you were leading traffic.
Well, someone's got to do it.
We need to hear from you guys this morning at 704-570-9595. You can text us. We'd love to hear from you. You can call us. Nicole's not here this morning, but we'll answer the phones. We
sure.
know how to do it.
We'll put it on the radio.
704-570-9595. What excuse did you give to get out of a speeding ticket and it didn't work? Don't say you're dyslexic and can't read the speed sign.
Oh, yeah, that's not a good idea.
Don't tell the officer. Now, I know someone who did this. Don't say that you pay their salary, so you better not give me a ticket.
Of course not. Of course you should never say that.
There's an infamous story that comes from where I grew up in my neighborhood that this guy who lived up the street from us, a neighbor of ours, got pulled over and told the officer that he donates more to the Police Benevolent Association than the officer makes a year.
Oh, my gosh. Did he get thrown it's in the cuffs?
It's the most New Jersey thing yeah. you could ever say.
Well, don't y'all up there in New York and New Jersey have those little police cards that get you out of tickets?
So, and it doesn't work down here because I have a cousin who's a high-ranking, well, he's retired now, but he was a high-ranking state trooper in New York State, and I got pulled over by a North Carolina state trooper on 77 one day, and the move is you're supposed to give him the driver's license, registration, and then you slide that.
And it's like a I know someone who's a cop card?
Basically, yeah. It's like it's a thick card, like almost like a credit card, and it just says State Trooper Benevolent Association member since whenever.
Okay.
And it just shows that you support the police officers and you know a police officer.
Okay.
Does it also say I don't have to follow the rules?
No, it doesn't. But I'll tell you the other move, too. Our buddy Mojo, who does mornings in Detroit, He says when he gets pulled over, he puts his business card in there. So I tried that
his
once.
Radio business card?
Yeah.
Yeah, what if they're a fan of Ace and TJ? They're gonna. What if they're huge John Boy and Billy fans?
You never know. You might find someone who listens to the Manny, Roy, and Loren show. I know there's officers that listen. They text.
Yeah.
By the way, tell us the excuse you used to try and get out of a ticket, and it didn't work. 704-570-9595. We got a couple more, but I'm going to show Roy what I did. This was a couple of months ago I got pulled over. And I did this move. I handed him my driver's license and then tell him what else is in there.
On the back side, it's your Beasley Media Group employee key access card.
With my picture.
With your photo.
And it says mornings, WNKS.
What does this do?
So,
what were you going to say? Like, if he said something to you, oh, sorry, I didn't mean to put that in there.
No, he gave it back to me and goes, yeah, I don't need this. I was
sorry,
like,
they were stuck together.
I thought maybe you wanted two types of ID. Or what I really wanted to hear the guy go is, yeah, Manny, no crap, huh? I listen to you guys, the Manny, Roy, and Loren show. That's a good show.
I love it. He goes, I don't need this. And hands you back your employee access card. That's so
don't
stupid.
Listen, not a fan.
Say, have you ever met Ace and or TJ? All right, we got more of these funny excuses you shouldn't use. Coming up next on KISS.
Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Got to
get up. Hey, KISS 95.1, who is
got
this?
To get up. Hey. Got
to get up. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. KISS 95.1.
Gina and Monroe, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Hey, you guys. How you doing? I love you guys. You guys are awesome.
Thank you so much. We love you, Gina. Tell us, did you ever have a bad excuse getting out of a ticket?
Yeah, it's terrible. I shouldn't be saying it, going to work, doing what I do. But I'm a surgical technician.
Uh-huh.
So it's happened a couple times. I got pulled over, and I had my clothes on, my surgical hat on. And he said, why are you speeding? I said, well, I'm in late. I said, I'm supposed to have been in surgery about 15 minutes ago, so I'm rushing to get to surgery.
Oh, that's such a good line.
But the question is, did it work?
He actually escorted me to the hospital.
Oh, great.
And the bad thing is, it wasn't a hospital that I work at.
Oh, it's a facility.
So he escorted you to a hospital, then he left and you drove to work.
Well, actually, he didn't leave. This is the kicker. He got out because I guess he knew somebody that worked there. And so I had to literally go in, and luckily I'd done my presets there, so I knew where the operating room was. So I had to head to the operating room, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, please, please, Lord, I hope these people don't pull me in for surgery. I don't even work here.
Oh, that's awesome.
Hilarious.
Well, you know, that's a trend right now going on TikTok is that you call your parents and say, hey, listen, I just got pulled over. I told them that I'm rushing home because you fell. So I'm on the way. Make sure you're on the ground.
Right. And then they take video to see their mom or dad in the kitchen laying down.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, yeah. Well, listen, Gina.
Commercial, please help. I can't get up.
That's right. Thanks for the call. Have a great day, okay?
Thank you. You too, guys.
The game is busted. Busting cheaters nonstop.
That's just Bieber intentions. Kiss 95.1 with the Maney, Roy, and Loren morning show.
I always love these, and you always wonder if the rumors you hear about actors and actresses who turn down movie roles, Loren, are real. Mm-hmm. And Us Magazine did some research, and they found articles or interviews where certain celebrities said that, yes, they did turn down a role in a movie that turned out to be a huge hit. And it's not all like they turned it down because they didn't like the script. Sometimes they had, you know, filming conflicts, and they were filming a movie that wasn't nearly as big as the one that they passed on. Yeah. Like, for instance, Brad Pitt was going to play Neo in The Matrix, the role that went to, what's his name?
I don't know. I've never seen The Matrix.
Hold on.
No. Keanu Reeves. I
know. Oh, yeah, Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He revealed that he turned down the opportunity to appear in The Matrix. He said, I really believed it was never mine to begin with. It was someone else's. But I did pass on The Matrix, and it turned out to be a fantastic movie with a bunch of sequels.
Yeah, it could have been a huge moneymaker for him.
How about Woody Harrelson playing Tom Cruise's role in Jerry Maguire?
Oh, where he's the agent?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't think anybody but Tom could have played that role.
He told the producer, Woody Harrelson told the producer of the movie, no one's going to give a beep about an agent. So this movie's not going to be anything.
That's even better when they think the movie's trash and it turns out to be huge.
Right.
But what doesn't that make Tom Cruise look like the best actor ever?
Right. Yeah. The movie went on to gross over $273 million globally at the box office. Let's see. Here's a couple of other ones. These are movies that celebrities turned down. Katie Holmes was going to play the role of Kate Stratford in the movie 10 Things I Hate About You, played by Julia Stiles, that iconic role. Katie Holmes couldn't do it. Why? Because she was filming Dawson's Creek and had to make a decision really fast.
Oh, interesting.
Let's see. How about Rob Lowe was going to play Dr. McDreamy in Grey's Anatomy?
Oh, he would have been so good at that.
Yeah, that would have been a good cast.
And Rob Lowe is actually attractive.
He actually was already negotiating. But wait, hold on. You guys want to debate that? I listen to that.
Rob Lowe is way hotter than Patrick Dempsey.
I don't know. Patrick Dempsey is pretty hot.
And Rob Lowe has a way better personality.
Well, I'm not asking him to talk.
I just want to stand
there. I can watch it on mute.
But, you know, Rob Lowe's already in a medical drama. He's doing some medical drama right now.
Yeah. And Dr. Vegas. He was supposed to be doing a show, CBS show called Dr. Vegas. And then, by the way, don't forget, he also went on to do Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
Matthew McConaughey was going to play Leo DiCaprio's role in Titanic. He revealed in a November 2018... interview that he auditioned for the role that eventually went to Leo DiCaprio. He said he really wanted it. He had a great audition.
He didn't get it.
Yeah, he would have been bad.
Jonah Hill was going to play Sean Parker in The Social Network, Justin Timberlake's role.
I was going to say that movie would have tanked, and then, you know,
the Titanic tanked. All right.
Let's see if there's a couple other funny ones. How about Leo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt as the couple in Brokeback Mountain?
Really? They both auditioned for it?
They were going to take Heath Ledger and Jake Gyllenhaal's role.
Well, they were in An Interview with a Vampire together.
Yep. They realized that because of filming issues, they couldn't do the movie together. They wanted to do the movie together. Christina Applegate was going to play Elle Woods in Legally Blonde, Reese Witherspoon's role.
I'm a gay man, and I did not like Brokeback Mountain. Wasn't a big fan of it. I couldn't understand.
I don't know that I've ever really seen it.
I'm from the South. They sound like they had marbles in their mouth the whole time. I was like, what are they talking about? Somebody turn it up. Can I get subtitles? I'm like, this is the most forced accent I've ever heard in my life.
I reckon you and I have been together a long time riding in here.
I'm like, what?
I said, I reckon you and I have been together a long time riding in here.
Hey, there's a whole bunch more. We'll put them up at the website, kiss951.com, which, by the way, you can access the website right from your phone if you have the Kiss95.1 app, which you can download for free in the App Store. You get everything Kiss.
All right, we got to play KMB of the Rand, 704-570-9595. Call now. Take down the Pop Princess. Yeah.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren, sponsored by Cheerwine Soft Drink on Kiss 95.1.
Loren, you're playing against a man named Nathan from Charlotte, North Carolina.
All right. Hey, Nathan.
How's it going?
Nathan, if you beat Loren, you'll get a year's supply of Cheerwine, thanks to our good friends at Cheerwine, okay?
Perfect.
All right, throw her out.
All right, Nathan, let's do this.
All right, Loren, get on the phone.
All right, Loren is leaving her closet studio, so only you and I can hear the questions, and she is gone.
All right, here we go, Nathan and Charlotte. We lost Regis Philbin over the weekend. The 88-year-old hosted this quiz show where you can phone a friend.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Also, this is the theme from that show. Taylor Swift released a new album over the weekend. True or false, she's dating Orlando Bloom. Three.
False.
Okay, question number three. Demi Lovato revealed she got engaged over the weekend. She appeared on this children's TV show featuring a purple dinosaur. Three.
Barney.
It was just announced that Top Gun 2 will be released next 4th of July. What's Tom Cruise's call sign in the movie? Three.
Two. Maverick.
Question number five. MLB baseball returned this weekend, and this Canadian team is still looking for a home stadium to play after Canada said, don't come back to Toronto. What's the name of the team?
The Toronto Blue Jays.
All right, Loren. I'm waving my hands into the camera.
Loren's coming back to her closet studio.
All right.
All right.
How did Nathan do?
He got them all correct, Loren, which means we're not going to tell you if you got it right or wrong until the very end.
A surprise, Nathan?
Yeah, I listen to your guys' show all the time, and sometimes I do good, but sometimes I do awful.
Well, today, dude, you did awesome.
All right, let's see how Loren does. Sit back, bro. You could break her streak of over 130 wins in a row, okay?
That's perfect.
Now I'm nervous.
My wife literally drinks nothing but cheer wine.
All right, hold tight. Don't say anything. Loren, question one. We lost Regis Philbin over the weekend. The 88-year-old hosted this quiz show where you could, quote, phone a friend.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Taylor Swift released a new album over the weekend. True or false? She's dating Orlando Bloom.
False.
Demi Lovato revealed she got engaged over the weekend. She appeared on this TV show for children featuring a purple dinosaur.
Oh, my God. This is my brother's favorite show growing up. I've seen it 8,000 million times. It's Barney.
Question four. It was just announced that Top Gun 2 will be released next 4th of July. What's Tom Cruise's call sign in the movie?
Maverick.
Question five. For the tie and ultimately the win. MLB baseball returned this weekend. This Canadian baseball team is still looking for a home stadium to play after Canada said, hey, don't come back to Toronto.
Is it the Toronto Blue Jays?
Oh, oh, you tossed it out. That is right.
That is right. Nathan, you almost won, bud.
Yeah, close.
All right, Nathan.
Nathan, great job. But you know what we want to hear before we let you go today?
I can tie Loren, but I can't beat her.
Good job, Loren. You pulled that out of a hat. You did a good job.
Seriously.
All right, we got to do something we haven't done in a while. It's called Should She? Danny wants to know, should she?
She wants to get a job. Should she do this to get that job? That's what we're going to discuss coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
This is Maney, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
All right, Maney, you were up... up in what, Dashville this weekend?
Yeah, we got a weekend getaway with no kids. Oh, it was so fantastic. We left Friday, came back yesterday. My wife and I, her mom, watched the kids. And we wanted to book like an Airbnb experience, Loren, where we could kind of get out of the city of Asheville, and get up into the mountains and find a place that was in the woods where like you couldn't get phone reception, you know.
Sounds
right?
Amazing.
Yeah. I brought a bunch of books with me I was going to read and catch up on. And we found this Airbnb. And it seemed like the guy who owned the home was like an artist slash, you know, like home renovating guy. Because the home.
Creative type?
Creative type. The home was like different colors. It was like purple and yellow and very artsy and real cool looking.
It's Asheville.
It was very Asheville, but it was also tucked way away in the woods up this long driveway.
Mm-hmm.
And Amanda and I left on Friday, and then just like you guys know that live up there that are listening to us right now, you get rain. Like, we get it here in Charlotte, like, at 5 or 6. Well, your storms start up there around 1 or 2 in the afternoon.
Sure.
So we're outside having lunch Friday in Lake Lure area, by the way, which is awesome. Chimney Rock area. I forgot how much I love that whole scene up there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't get up there enough. But we went to the house. We're supposed to check in at 3. Well, we got there at about 2. We go up this long gravel driveway. And just when you think you're in the middle of nowhere, you go another 5 minutes. And then there's a fork in the road,
uh-huh.
And you go up the fork.
Okay.
And I said to Amanda, as we're approaching the house, I go, what were the instructions? Like, where's the key? She goes, oh, no, babe. I think he's going to be here.
Oh.
Oh, really?
And
you stayed with someone?
And I go, oh.
Oh, you didn't do the whole house. You just did a room.
Okay. I said, she goes, yeah, I'm pretty sure that we got this really cheap rate because it's like a private room that's part of the house.
Oh, you're brave.
And you are so brave. That's
and,
okay.
And so as I pull up, I almost run over a chicken that's just walking.
What?
And this guy comes running after the chicken and picks it up.
Okay.
And he's like, hey, how are you? I said, hey, it's Amanda and Steve. We're here. And he's like, yeah, you guys are a little early, but no worries. The room's ready for you. Park right here. You'll have no problems. I'm like, okay, great. So we start walking towards the house, and the guy's like, yeah, my girlfriend's kids will be here this weekend, but they won't bother you. They're younger. And here's your door. And so Amanda's like, do we have a key? He goes, no, we typically don't lock it, but if you feel more comfortable, we'll lock it. And I'm like, well, so do we not have our own private entrance? As we walk into the door, I realize we got to cut through dude's kitchen and living room area to get to our private room,
sure.
Which is just a bedroom with a door.
That's what, of course it is.
What do you mean, of course it is?
Whenever
That's
I
awkward, though.
Whenever I show up on Airbnb and I'm not getting the whole house, I just assume it's some dude's bedroom.
That's what it was.
You know you can click whole home, right?
So we didn't do that.
No, he's like, I can't believe I got $36 a night and didn't look anymore.
75, but
75 for a bed, for a room?
Mm-hmm. That's why we thought we were going to have like a private entrance. And I understood that it was part of the house, but like Amanda said, she felt like it was a private part of the house where we had our own entrance, our own balcony, our own deck, our own area, and like walls. You know what I mean? But like, if, by the way, we said, so we're planning on just staying here. Like, we're in the middle of nowhere. To get to a store is going to take us 30 minutes. Can we use the kitchen? And he's like, I guess if you have to.
Oh, my gosh. And by the way, you're supposed to be on a kid-free weekend, and now you have to deal with his.
And so, how are you supposed to move furniture and have fun?
This dude jumps back on his tractor and rides off into the woods and leaves us there.
Oh.
Alone in the house, in our room. And I close the door and I go, we can't stay here. And Amanda's like, well, let's just think about it. It's not, you know, maybe it's not terrible. And then you hear the tractor going, beep, beep, beep.
Oh, no.
And he's like building a retaining wall feet away from the house where we're staying. Then Amanda goes to the bathroom and starts screaming.
Why?
Guess what's in there?
A bug.
Spiders.
Oh.
Multiple spiders. And then as she starts looking around the room, multiple spiders. Now, mind you, I understand there's a spider issue if you're up in the woods, the furthest home, all the way up in the woods. But still, sweep through when you expect people for $75 a night.
Sure.
And we're staying for 2 nights. Sweep through and just clean everything up, you know?
Yeah.
So I said, well, we can't stay here.
How do you do that? Because it's not like you call a customer service line. The dude's coming back. You got to tell him to his
face. Are you just eating that $75?
So I said, let's find a hotel. But this is not what I want to do. Like, I wanted to get up to Asheville to disappear for the night and for 2 nights and just do nothing. Like, I don't want to be – I love the city of Asheville, but that's not what we were looking for.
Uh-huh.
So I said, let's reach out to Loren. And Amanda goes, oh, babe, she's going to be expensive. I go, I know, but then we'll work backwards. That's this is the conversation Amanda and I had about you, Loren.
Oh, great.
So Amanda goes, all right,
start at the autograph, and then you work your way back to Holiday Inn Express.
I did tell them an autograph.
Of course you did.
Yeah. And Loren goes, I don't know.
The autograph. It's in downtown.
Yeah, the Biltmore has property. Yeah, we know.
I didn't give you the Biltmore. That, I gave you all off-property places to stay.
We ended up finding a hotel.
Yeah.
And Amanda...
You stayed at a Days Inn like a normal family.
We didn't have the guy's phone number, and we didn't have the guy... Well, all we had was his, you know, email from our back and forth. Uh-huh. So Amanda emailed him and was like, hey, man, sorry. We weren't happy.
Oh.
I said, that's what you said to him? She said, yeah, babe, we weren't happy. There's spiders in the room. It's not private. It's a bedroom. And we thought that the Airbnb title was a little misleading. And we went back and we looked and it's nothing. And I remember this. It's nothing but positive reviews. And it's our mistake, too. Like, we should have looked into it a little more, I guess.
Yeah.
But it doesn't say private room. It says like privacy or private area. Yeah. That's what it said, private area. And it wasn't. Yeah. It was basically just a room. And everybody's like, oh, he was spectacular. You should sit and talk to him. He and his girlfriend entertained us the whole weekend. And I'm like, no, dude, that's not what I'm looking for. So we stayed in a hotel. We ended up having a good weekend anyway. But I like that Amanda and I were talking. We're like, let's ask Loren, and then we'll walk backwards down to the lower price.
Loren's like, okay, there's no Four Seasons up there. I don't think there's a Ritz-Carlton. Like, the autograph was Loren's downgrade, and that was her first.
I think I gave you, like, an AC, a Bohemian, and then the Kimpton, I think, were my three places to stay.
Well, yeah, just a quick overnight stay. Just stay there. Which, by the way, if you just heard what Loren said and you're like, I've never heard of those hotels, because you're normal.
Yeah, you drink normal water.
Yeah.
You don't buy that cheap, that expensive stuff. But I will say this. I brought all these books, and I brought, like, we were going to listen to podcasts and just mellow out. No, we didn't do any of that. We ended up just hanging out in Nashville, like, walking around. Yeah. You know, again, I love that city. By the way, I ran into somebody who was a fan of the show. I wore my MRL show shirt on Saturday, and I went to get coffee, and she goes, oh, do you listen to them? And I was like, well, I'm Maney. Do you listen to us? She goes, yeah, we have you on here right now.
Oh, it's great.
It was, dang it. Some coffee shop. I don't know.
Oh, good job. Now they're never going to listen.
I know.
Your first opportunity to shout them out. You had one job, and then you screwed it up.
I even said to myself, Roy, you're going to hate this. I even said to myself, it's such a general name that I won't forget it. And here I am. I've forgotten it.
And here they are reaching for the dial right now.
Listen to the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show on demand podcast.
By the way, I was explaining a little while ago that my Airbnb experience in Asheville was less than stellar.
Uh-huh.
And a good part of it was our fault. We thought we were going to have a private whole separate room in the house with our own private entrance, and it turned out just to be a bedroom, and you had to walk through the person's house to get there. But there really is so much more to the story, including a guy with an axe.
What? Oh.
I didn't even get to that. I mean, there's so much that happened, but I'll tell you where I will tell you about it, and that is on the Rap Party podcast, which we post every day after the show. The three of us sit down and talk openly, without rules, about stuff that happens on the show. So I'll go into details about that guy with the axe.
Was it Jason Voorhees up there in Asheville?
He gave the weirdest look when we drove past
the
him.
The weirdest
it
look.
It was so weird.
Okay. Morning, sir.
Hey, do you, Roy, you probably know this. Loren, you could get in on this, too. There's Loren's baby, Jackson, by the way. She's fully back from maternity leave. And so do you know a store that you would shop at with your parents that's not around anymore?
Yeah, we had this place called, we would always go to Kmart, and I think those are pretty much done, aren't they?
There's a handful left, but yeah.
We go to Kmart, and then there was this clothing shop where I'd always get my back-to-school shoes is from Goodies. We'd always go to Goodies and do, like, our back-to-school shopping.
Really?
Yep.
Was Goodies a clothing store, or was Goodies more like a Walmart where you could get a little bit of everything?
Nope. It was a clothing store.
Did you ever hear of Goodies, Loren?
I have, actually. I don't know why. I thought a couple of them were still around, but maybe that's...
Yeah, that must be a Southern thing. Growing up north, I never...
Heard of Goodies?
No. Yeah. I mean, my obvious one would have been, like, Blockbuster. I remember going there with my parents.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't even considering. Yeah.
How about this one, Maney? Do you remember Kaufman's? That was kind of a northern thing.
Maybe. Yeah. What was that?
It was a JCPenney kind of Macy's place.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, do you remember A&S?
It sounds familiar.
It's like a Macy's. Abraham and Strauss. We had those in northern New Jersey.
We'd have
Sears.
Sears. Oh yeah, that's sad.
I know.
Hex.
What?
Did you ever go to a Hex?
Is that a gas station?
You've never heard of Hex?
No.
And I'm not saying, yeah, I'm not saying Hicks. I'm saying Hex.
I know. H-E-X.
Well, no, it's H-E-C-H-T apostrophe S. In fact, when I was a little kid, I was like, Mom, are we going to he? And then I said a bad word that starts with the S.
Because
it was Hex, but I said it was he, you know.
Hex Brothers. Yeah. Was a large chain department stores operated mainly in the mid-Atlantic and southern regions in the U.S. No kidding.
Went to Hex, and then Hamrick's. We'd go to Hamrick's. Rosie's. Oh, gosh, there's a lot of places.
Rosie's?
Uh-huh.
Never heard of it.
We had a Piggly Wiggly, and we used to have a Winn-Dixie. I think all those closed down.
No, Piggly Wiggly's still around.
Are they?
Yeah.
What do you... pee out of Piggly Wiggly once, Loren? You're not shopping there.
Shut up. My husband's from Southwest Virginia.
She was stuck in the middle of nowhere.
Y'all had the worst experience. Oh, my God. Are you okay? Did something happen with you and the baby? I had to pee at a Piggly Wiggly.
You're the worst. Shut up. Don't encourage him, Roy.
Because I know it's not true. But it's so funny to think that that's how you really are.
Yeah.
By the way, the reason why I'm bringing this up is because there was an article about all these stores that are closing. And it's kind of sad because malls are closing left and right.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like I told Amanda, I just remember like my mom dropping me off at the mall as a teenager, meeting up with other friends and then just walking around. You could eat, you know, you hardly went into any of the stores.
Yeah, but that was even when I was a teenager, you'd go to the mall.
Yeah. I'll tell you the weird thing about where I came from in northern New Jersey is we didn't have Chick-fil-A's.
Oh, yeah?
But there was one Chick-fil-A at the Paramus Park Mall, and you can go in there. Not on Sunday, obviously. The malls weren't open on Sunday.
But that's how I feel about when I went to Chicago. They only had, like, one Chick-fil-A. And I'm like, you would think there'd be a lot more in this city because Chick-fil-A's kind of a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, I've noticed something about Chick-fil-A, and I'm sure you all have, too. And I wonder if it's going to go back and they'll stop doing this after COVID-19, after the pandemic. We'll talk about that after 9. What, Loren? What were you saying, Ren?
I don't know.
She's delayed.
I was going to say, what was it?
Yeah, 8:30. Her internet's delayed. We'll talk about it coming up after 9. We'll get into that when we have way more time. But we got to talk about Zoom happy hour themes. You know, Zooms are going to continue going on and on and on.
Well, but you know, I want to talk about this too because I know some people who don't feel comfortable having them anymore. So we'll discuss that coming up next.
Manny, Roy, and Loren, Kiss 95.1.
So these are different Zoom happy hour themes. Which I was talking with some friends about it. And they're like, you know, I feel like it's a little weird to have Zoom happy hours. Like when the quarantine first started, that was a thing, right? Mm-hmm.
Transitioning into our new normal of life.
Even we were at the time hosting happy hours with our listeners online on Facebook Live. And then a couple of my friends said, it's like, you know, then the quarantine kept going on. And on and on. And then now it's like people are not even following some rules. They're going out and or people are actually coming over and they're just doing small gatherings. And then you had some people that were out protesting, you know, that all kind of happened. There was like a lot of other social issues. They're like, it just feels weird to like it, now it feels like if you host a Zoom happy hour, it's like, what is this, March? it's already outdated, you know?
That's true.
Aww, I think they're fun.
Well, it depends. Like my neighbor did one with work, and he had a Hawaiian shirt Zoom happy hour on Thursday with his coworkers.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, Loren, I don't know, has Dallas done any?
Yeah. So his company does like after hours happy hour for them, just to like I guess boost morale and you know have everyone stay connected.
Yeah. What are some themes, Roy? What can we get into for those people that want to do it?
Of course, the wonderful '90s theme. Slap on a pair of overalls or your GNCO jeans. Whatever that is.
And they're Janko jeans. They had huge legs and huge pockets, right?
I loved Janko jeans.
It was the opposite of skinny jeans.
Yeah.
You could turn up some Backstreet Boys, Spice Girls, sip up some cocktails with Surge Soda or Capri Sun, and have Lunchables delivered to your friend's house as a fancy hors d'oeuvre.
Oh, my God. Loren, let's do a 90s Zoom. I love that idea.
Okay.
So
my Janko jeans and crop top.
Right? Yeah.
With Lunchables. How about a TV show character theme? So for just come up with a fun TV character that you love and dress as.
Bill Cosby.
Oh. I'm totally.
Right. That's a thing. You can't be a Dr.
I
Huxtable.
I call Myra.
Myra from It's Creek.
Yeah, Myra's great. You know, Loren, you tagged me, and I've been following this person as well. Is it Diane Keaton?
She's everything. She is the real life Myra.
She. And if you've never seen, if you've never seen Myra, you don't know what we're talking about. At least go look up Diane Keaton on Facebook. She's such a character. Such a character.
She's very Loren. Very over the top.
Very over the top. She was cooking something. And she's like, oh, I need a fork. She goes, let me run and get it. And I swear to you, Manny. Hang on. Where's the step?
She was gone forever.
Where's the step? This is her going to go get the... She was in the kitchen cooking. This is her to go get the fork.
That's how far it was in the counter?
You're sitting there going, where are your forks? You're in the kitchen. How is it taking you forever? And then, by the way, she's actually scurrying, running back, and it's still taking her a long time. I gave her in that video. I was like, that is the most unbelievable thing.
What TV show character would you show up on, as on a Zoom?
I'd probably be Charlie Brown just because I have the costume.
I would do Don Johnson from Miami Vice.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh, you love that Miami Vice.
Oh, I love Miami Vice. It's the second time I mentioned the show today.
Let's see here. A Zoom happy hour theme. Actually perform a digital talent show. Do a one-minute presentation of your biggest talent, or you can decide to do a full-on America's Got Talent option. Either way, Do a Zoom where everyone showcases their talent.
When's Steve Carell going to come back as his role as Michael Scott on The Office? Can they just give us 1 year of
do The Office
work
from home?
Because you know he would host the Zoom talent show. And Dwight would think he had something really cool to do.
Yeah.
What's his face would play the guitar?
The Creed?
Ed Helms. Ed Helms character. Yeah. Zoom happy hours. There's a whole bunch of them, you guys. We'll post those up at kiss951.com. You can go look at them there because, let's be honest, Zooms are going to be happening. I talked to our buddy Rob, who's the head of sales here.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, hey, dude, I got 5 minutes in between Zoom calls. I go, how many do you have today? He goes, Manny, I'm not joking, like 7.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're like back to back. And now you can't get away from them because they're like, well, you're working from home. What else are you doing?
That's true.
Exactly. All right, go check that out. Kiss951.com. Happy Zoom, everybody.
Want more of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show? Listen to this. Is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss95.1.
You think it's funny that baseball teams are putting cardboard cutouts in the stadiums?
Yeah, I was having some adult beverages, cracking up, watching baseball.
Sports Center on ESPN yesterday morning played because MLB kicked back off again. So all the teams have played this past weekend at their home stadiums without fans. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to tell you how much it costs to get a cardboard cutout put in the stadium, and I think we should do it. But Sports Center posted... They played video yesterday of all these cardboard cutouts getting hit by home runs. And it was really funny because it's like this old guy's just sitting there. You know, it's a picture of him in like his Mets gear, and he's sitting, you know, in the stands in his car, you know, as a cardboard cutout. And he's got a big smile, and the baseball just nails him in the face. And then it just bounces right back up again. Sometimes they go through. Like one of the players purchased a cutout for his dog. So it's a picture of his dog in the stands.
Oh, that's funny.
And one of the Atlanta Braves hit a home run at the Mets Stadium and hit the dog.
I feel bad for the poor soul that has to go put all that out there. That has to be a job.
Yeah. I guess it's like
you
the
talk
media
to
department.
Them as you're putting them out.
Yeah.
The coach for the Los Angeles Angels, one of the coaches, like the hitting coach, wasn't in the dugout. He was in the stands and he was walking around, sitting next to the cardboard cutouts and putting like funny hats on them, like putting his arm around them, talking to them. I mean, they're getting, you know, you have to make it look like on TV, Loren, somewhat of a baseball game. So you have to get clever with the way you're entertaining the TV crowd.
Sure.
Yeah.
However, if we want to get, I guess the Braves are our closest baseball team. okay. in Atlanta. If we want to get a cutout of ourselves, we have the three-person MRL cardboard cutout, but we can't get that in there. You have to have one person per cutout.
Okay.
Aww.
And it's a donation to the Braves Foundation. So you send $50 of a picture of you smiling with yourself wearing Braves gear, which as a Mets fan, I don't want to. But to get my picture on a cardboard cutout, maybe I would. You have to get your deadline is today to get your cardboard cutout in the stadium before July 29th, which is the home opener in 2 days.
So you don't send them an actual cardboard cutout. They print it for you.
Yeah. Your photo guidelines are you wear your favorite gear, stand in front of a blank background, find a friend or family member to take a picture of you, no selfies, face the camera, keep your arms within your body and smile. Ask your friend to stand 4 feet away and snap the photo vertically. Only one person per photo. Photos cannot include profanity, political messages, other sports or other teams will be rejected. The image must be of you. All fan cutouts will be the same size and seating locations will be chosen at random because you want to be behind home plate. That's where the cameras are at all times.
I wonder if you can give a higher donation to...
Oh, I'm sure.
Grease them to get a better spot.
Well, that's pretty much what they do anyway on normal season. You pay more money to get down at home plate.
I think it would be really funny to put like Roy, who could care less about baseball, in all sorts of Braves gear and like sit you behind home plate.
Like, now, did it say that you have to just smile? Because I want to do one of me being angry. Just... folding my arms.
Yeah, I know. They say face your camera, keep your arms within your body, and smile.
Why? What if you...
I have those cardboard cutouts in my garage of me in, like, my Dolphins uniform and, like, my first swimsuit calendar. I don't know what to do with them. Can I just send them to the Braves?
Let's send Bikini Loren to the Braves.
Yep.
Well, you know, it's not on TV, but our friends at now Truist Ballpark, which used to be BB&T, said that we can send our cutout over there. They're playing college games in our stadium here in Uptown.
We'll put it
over
there.
The stadium.
You know, Good Morning America did a show here in Charlotte, and we had one of our producers run over there and put up our cardboard cutout in the background, and it made TV.
It did. It made national TV.
It made national TV. Meanwhile, we went in to tell our bosses how cool it was. We're like, hey, guess what? Guess what we did? And they're like, what?
You took the cardboard cutout without permission? That's the kind of stuff we get in trouble for. And it's like we're trying to get national publicity, and we're doing whatever we can to do it, you guys.
And they're like, you think anyone even saw that? And we're like, well, it's funny.
First of all, you're not allowed to touch your own cardboard cutout. We have the rights to you and that cardboard cutout. Number two, no one saw
it. Probably.
All right, coming up, we're going to talk about five hints. These are five hints that women will tell you that guys, you have to pick up on. Wait to hear these coming up after 9.
Here we go. Or Amazon Alexa.
Still got a show here on the Manny Roy and the Ranch show to get to. We've got to talk about Chick-fil-A. We've got to talk about what we're about to talk about.
I mean, Chick-fil-A is doing something that... Let's do that now.
You want to do it now?
Let's do it now. We'll talk about the women and the hints they give either later on or tomorrow. That could be pushed off.
I'm glad I've been trying.
I know.
Us trying to push the agenda of moving that break because I want to talk about Chick-fil-A.
Right, because Roy can relate more to Chick-fil-A than a woman dropping hints in a relationship.
I care less about that topic. That's trash to me.
Now, have you guys noticed that Chick-fil-A has absolutely redefined the game of the drive-thru since the pandemic began?
Yeah, it's like four wide. There's like 8 employees out there. They've all got an iPad. It moves so quickly.
Now, no other drive-thru is dealing with this, and we need to hear from someone who might be in the know. If you work in the fast food business or you specifically work for Chick-fil-A, can you give us a shout either by text or call us 704-570-9595 and let us know, like, why did you change the game of the drive-thru? Is it because Chick-fil-A is busier than every other single drive-thru?
I believe it is because they were causing a lot of traffic backups everywhere in Charlotte. And so I think they forced them to come up with a way to help move the process faster.
Now, they were already doing it kind of, Roy, before the pandemic hit. You would go out there and somebody would be standing there with an iPad and take your order. Loren's right, though. Have you been recently?
Where it's like multiple lanes?
Yeah. You're ready to go start a race.
Where you would typically drive around the other person in the drive, like there's like a lane beside the drive-through lane so you can get around. That lane's now being occupied as well.
They're four deep at Blakeney. They're four across now. They go, take lane four. And I'm like, sweet, am I going to race this guy?
And by the way, and it's still causing traffic backups. Yeah. Although, they're getting a little cocky at the Chick-fil-A.
Explain.
Well, I pulled in just Saturday for dinner, and she didn't even have the menu up. She's like, what do you want?
I know they do that.
I'm like, can I see something?
I know. And when you ask for the menu, Lauren, they're like, oh, let me get one out of the glove compartment of my car.
They're shook. They're like, you don't know what we serve?
It's chicken, right?
You're right.
And so I'm trying to like watch my weight. So meanwhile, I'm like, can you tell me the calorie counts of the dressing? She doesn't know the calorie counts of the dressing. So she's having to go back. I'm holding up the whole process.
I'm telling you. Chick-fil-A. And will other drive-thrus follow? Like, why wouldn't McDonald's, Wendy's, and Loren's favorite Hardee's jump on?
It's Arby's. She loves Arby's. Which, by the way, this is the most marketing Arby's gets is us talking about it. I mean, nobody comes. Every time I go to Arby's, it's dead empty.
Hey.
It's Loren keeping them
in
business.
They got binoculars, and they're on the roof, and they're like, is she coming? Is Loren coming? We don't see her. Close up for the day. Lorraine's not coming.
The day that we don't mention Arby's on the radio, they close up for the day. Like, but boys, it ain't working. Our moneymaker didn't give us advertising.
But aren't you guys curious? Like, is Chick-fil-A going to keep this? Is this?
I think they have to.
You do?
I do, because otherwise, if they go back to the old way, we're going to cause traffic accidents.
Well, 704 brought up a good point. The reason why they're running four across and they're being so crazy, changing the game of drive-thru, is because their restaurants are closed.
Oh, the inside?
Yeah.
So now everybody is driving through. Nobody's walking in.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. But I also think that they're not socially distancing. I think it's way safer to go through a McDonald's line.
Because
they got the plexiglass up. You know, they're way more distant.
Nicole's not here, so we're going to answer this call live.
All right. Hello, you're live with the Manny Roy, the Ren Show. Turn your radio off. Talk to us through the speakers.
Hey.
Hi.
I was listening to your Chick-fil-A aside, and I actually used to work for a Chick-fil-A probably about 3 years ago.
You're exactly who we want to talk to.
Yeah. I work at the Wilkesboro location, North Carolina, and we won the Symbol of Success, and that's what they're doing it for.
The Symbol of Success?
Yeah.
Well, who gives that out?
Corporate does.
Oh.
And basically, it just, there's a plaque you can put up in the restaurant.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty much all it is.
Yeah, but that's pretty nice.
Yeah. I mean, how does one get the plaque for the fastest drive-thrus?
Yeah, it's the fastest drive-thru, kind of the most money that you bring in, you know, the fastest service, you know. They just, corporate monitors everything.
Yeah.
So, whenever you kind of apply for that, you know, I was one where I think our record to the drive-thru was 143 between 12 p.m. and 1 p.m.
Good gosh.
So, yeah.
I mean, that's like a pit stop.
I think NASCAR is calling Chick-fil-A for tips.
I mean, really.
Really?
I mean, Denny Hamlin would love to be able to run through a Chick-fil-A in 13 seconds.
Oh, man. But I bet corporate loves when those TikTok videos of Chick-fil-A employees go viral because they're so nice at every second. They're, like, so jolly. Meanwhile, I look at that poor soul, and I'm like, oh, he's brainwashed. Like, there's something wrong. Like, no one's that excited to be out in the sun.
And wearing your yellow jacket. Like, you didn't get into the Chick-fil-A game to stand in the parking lot on hot asphalt with a reflector jacket and a Chick-fil-A cow mask on.
No.
Well, so do you think that they're going to go back to the regular way that they used to do it after the pandemic, or do you think the drive-through situation has changed forever?
No. They will not go back to that. They're getting too many people in and out of the drive-through. It's so much faster. So
if you want to go inside, you can't park.
I know, because the traffic's so bad. No, listen, they'll probably keep it, but it's going to be people like me needing the menu that
Thanks
slows the process because they're all cocky. They're like, it's chicken and chicken nuggets. Which one you want? That's all you're going to get.
Hi, welcome to Chick-fil-A. Can I see the menu?
What?
Do what now, huh?
From Gastonia to Concord, Kiss 95.1.
All right, Roy, we have to talk about this because a lot of guys out there have no idea how to pick up on the hints that women are dropping.
Okay.
And there's five hints. We'll just talk about a couple of them, Loren, but five hints that men should pick up on.
Okay.
The first hint is, hey, I want to move furniture. Women will hint about this maybe days before they're actually planning on doing the event. It's a hint that has to be picked up on, and it's something as subtle as saying, hey, babe, do you think about maybe shaving your beard a little bit, trimming your beard up, getting your nails straight, things like that. That's a hint. Yeah,
you guys don't pick up what we put down half the time.
No.
Yeah, but are you planning it that far in advance?
Yes.
Really?
And we're also planning other things while we're moving furniture with you.
Oh. Yeah, planning on what to buy on Amazon as soon as we're done.
Yeah.
Other hints that you should pick up on are gifts. Like, hey, I love these earrings. But don't say you love these earrings, great birthday gift, great Christmas gift or whatever. You just say, hey, I love these earrings. Or, hey, I heard the Manny, Roy, and Loren show talking about this great deal at Diamonds Direct. They're doing a big blowout. That's a hint, guys. If she brings that up to you, that means she's interested in getting something. Now, this one, this is funny. Chores to do things around the house, and I'll extend it to my own home. Amanda got this new car, which we love, from Victory Chevrolet. Another plug. Look at this.
I mean, you want to just roll through the plugs?
What do you got?
All right. Cornerstone, ear, nose, and throat. Love my ENT doctors. Love going to go see the doctor.
Amanda mentioned to me when we took the car up to Asheville, without saying, like, hey, I need you to take the car in, she goes, there's a rattle in my speaker.
Uh-huh.
Mm. And I was like, that sucks.
Again, not picking up what we're putting down.
And on the way down, she goes, babe, are you going to take my car? And I told you there's a rattle in the speaker. I was like, yeah, I will.
You're like, what, you did tell me?
That wasn't a hint. That was like, pick up what I'm putting down type thing.
Why is it got to be such a game thing? Why is it got to be such like a pickup signs thing? Just be like,
you
hey,
want to know why?
Hey, idiot,
I will tell you exactly why.
Go take it to the dealer and get it fixed.
Let me tell you exactly why.
Why?
Because when we are forward with you all, you call us naggy. So we have to like suggest to make it seem like it's your idea.
Oh, I do. I believe that men are very.
We don't want to be told.
Well, yeah, but they do consider, you know, like it's like whenever I get upset, I'm passionate. But when a female is upset about something, it's a different
naggy
word. Yeah.
704 texted in and said that she's hinted to her husband a couple times that her car is filthy. I'm expecting him to either take it to get washed or wash it himself. Still nothing. Now, that's funny. Like, let's do this. Either call us or drop us a text message. We got a couple minutes left before we get out of here for the day. Like, ladies, what are you waiting for your guy to do that you dropped a hint on? 704-570-9595. If you're waiting on him to do something and you've dropped the hints, what is it?
All right, 704-570-9595. Kiss 95.1, it's the Manny, Roy, Loren Morning Show.
Loren, we just did an article about the hints that guys should be picking up on when their lady drops it.
And so we wanted to hear from you at 704-570-9595. Like, what's a hint that you've been dropping that he's just not picking up on yet?
Now, see, 704 dropped a text, and this is why we don't pick up on these hints, because this is more of a to-do list than dropping a hint. Finish all the damn projects he starts. Paint cabinets, paint living room, paint kids' rooms, yard work that's half done. Our house looks like a construction site. But your hint needs to be something like, babe, I think it's going to be spectacular when our house is done. Like, that's the hint.
Yeah, she's probably saying that. She's probably saying, wow, I can't wait to see this place finished. It would be great to have this all done.
Drop us a nice hint.
Let's talk with Heather in Huntersville. Hey, Heather.
Hi.
Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. What's the hint?
This has actually happened with my best friend. She loves tiger lilies. All she wanted was some pretty flowers. And she wanted them so bad, he never got the hint at all. And so my fiancé would try and help out and buy me tiger lilies. And I would comment on how much Anna loved them, and he never got the hint.
So would you give your tiger lilies to your roommate?
I did, yeah. Definitely.
So basically, yeah, your boyfriend was buying your roommate tiger lilies.
They were community tiger lilies.
Thanks, yeah. Heather.
All right, let's talk with Brittany in Kings Mountain. Welcome to the Mania War and the Wren Show.
Hey.
What hint did you drop for your guy that he's not picking up on?
Well, we just got a new house, and I've been wanting some farmhouse shutters. And the house we got actually doesn't have any shutters. So I've just kind of been hinting, like, oh, showing him Pinterest photos and saying how nice our house would look if we had shutters, even, like, going down the road. I'll be like, look, babe, there's some. You know, that's really pretty. And he just don't get it.
Yeah.
He'll never get it.
No. I totally, Brittany, understand what you're saying, because I can see your husband right now just being like, yeah, they look good.
Look good.
Brittany.
Yeah.
Pretty expensive.
That wouldn't look good on our house, but yeah, they look good. Amy, you're dying for your husband to do something with you socially. What is it? Amy? Amy's gone, but Amy says she's just trying to get her man to play pool with her.
Oh, okay.
Apparently.
Billiards?
Yeah, at billiards. Apparently, she says she's pretty good at it, but like he won't play her unless she drops the hint. Like, hey, we should play pool sometimes.
Maybe he just doesn't want to get beat.
I'm thinking that's probably what it is.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.